The Bruins. The NHL. This is the show that's all hockey. The Sports Hub Hockey Show. With Ryan Johnston, Judd Zerai, and Bob Beer. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow,
bow, bow. Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Well, Dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact on its dry snow, so your feet don't get wet.
Stay warm.
All right, thanks. We've seen a lot of people out here, like you said, running, sledding, just enjoying it. One thing, oops, that can happen, unfortunately. Looks like Chelsea's okay. You okay? Yes, okay.
Saying this snow is bonanzas. Holy baloney, you're gonna catch a death out here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this much white stuff since I spilt flour all over the kitchen floor. I'm just saying this snow is bonanzas.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And I just figured out, found out my kid's school is delayed 2 hours.
Oh, they're delaying? Because Worcester, I think they just closed.
Yes.
From what I saw.
Within the last half an hour.
We have newscasters on snowbanks. I love it. It's already started.
November 16th.
Yep.
Look, he's making a snowball.
And by the way, did you notice that he's standing next to a pile that somebody made?
Yeah.
Like like there's a pile that goes up to like mid thigh.
Oh, look, he threw it
or mid calf.
Isn't that funny?
And then they panned over to the left, and you could tell that they had literally just made their own pile to make it look bigger than it actually is.
How could you not pick up this? School starts at 8:20.
Like, okay, so there's a live shot on one of the news channels of a woman standing, and the snow is above her head. Yet she is in a parking lot where a snow plow has taken all the snow and put it into one giant pile, and she's standing in front of it.
Yeah, she's standing on blacktop.
Yeah, they're making it look like there's massive piles of snow when she's literally standing in front on blacktop in front of a pile that they had made earlier.
Yeah, she's probably like 5'2".
Not even snowing anymore. I don't know why the kids' school. I don't know why you can't get it together in the next 2.5 hours to get school on. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? So I got into my car today, had to work around 4:45, and as much fun as that was, I was able to turn on the radio and hear Amy Lawrence talking about how crazy it is to put ketchup on such food items as grilled cheese and a cup of ramen noodles and all this wacky stuff. And it was really driving her crazy, and she started to say she lost all respect for everything. And at this low moment in my life and my day, I realize it could be a lot worse because I could be such.
All right.
You know what? I was actually in the hopper before the show, and I heard somebody call in, and it was like they were saying something about, some guy called in. She goes, hey, you got an opinion? He goes, I don't like ketchup. And she's like, oh, you don't like ketchup? Why don't you? What do you think? It's like bad and everything? And he goes, in some things it's okay on, but I don't like ketchup. And at any moment, I was like, please throw in a Sarge. I was just waiting for one of our listeners to do that.
Psyche, it really does.
Yeah, she was doing a ketchup break. I guess somebody, Patrick Mahomes, made a wacky declaration that he eats mac and cheese with ketchup.
Oh, it was Ketchup Friday, apparently, I'm being told.
It was?
Hang on.
No, it wasn't.
Hang on,
they do this on a regular basis. I'm not joking.
Ketchup Friday?
Yes, they do this on a regular basis. Maybe not every week, but it is called Ketchup Friday.
Okay.
It's not a play on words, like they're catching you up on it. It's literal talk about ketchup. Okay. Because that would be strange if every Friday they had a discussion about ketchup. No, that was Patrick Mahomes made the play. It was like a Def Comedy Jam inside of the locker room when he was saying, yeah, I like putting ketchup on macaroni and cheese.
Whoa!
It was a hot. It was a hot food take. It was a hot food take.
Yeah, what do you like to put ketchup on?
I mean, there's a guy standing, and he's like, just, I'm going to try to find the windiest spot that I can in between two buildings.
In fairness, the weather sucks.
Oh, it's not that bad right now. It sucks. It's not snow pile. It's, you know, 5 foot tall snow pile.
If in Worcester they got enough snow where they can plow it into a snow pile, I mean, it's newsworthy. What else are you going to talk about? I mean, the weather sucks. It sucks outside. I mean, the guy in, it's not the windiest part of the city in the parking lot here. First of all, the stupid gate won't open. And second of all, getting in here sucked.
Some dude burning his snow?
Yeah.
All right.
You got to burn it.
Some way to get rid of it.
I mean, you big dummy. That's what everyone's doing these days.
They're just like,
what's wrong with you?
Let's light this stuff on fire.
On November 16th, this is ridiculous. This is going to turn into one of those winters where you just want to move.
You know what? That's the thing. That was the weather hot take by all the meteorologists last night. You know what? When it snows this early, usually it's one of the snowier winters on record and one of the coldest. That was the thing. That was the take last night. This is just the first step, the tip of the iceberg, if you will.
I've already forgotten what this last winter was like. I don't think it was that crazy,
right?
It
wasn't.
No, wasn't
bad. Okay, because I know that the winter that they the Seahawks Super Bowl happened, like that winter, because I remember that was one of the worst.
Yeah, when
that was
we went to Phoenix, dodged a nor'easter. The nor'easter hit at like 5 p.m. the day we left.
There were like three massive blizzards that winter.
And within the span of like 15 days.
Yep, and the winter before it was just as bad. I remember that were two in a row that were just atrocious.
Well, nothing was as bad as the year we went to Phoenix. That was, I swear to God, I had several talks with my children and my wife and my parents about moving.
Yeah, that was because that was the second year in a row where it was in just, you, blizzard after blizzard after blizzard.
Now, it was claustrophobic. I mean, everywhere you went, there was a snowbank that, on my street, there were snowbanks that were, what, 15 feet high?
Remember they put like there were snow farms? You never heard about a snow farm. There were snow farms in Southie, and there was one pile in South Boston.
It was in June.
It didn't disappear until June.
There was the National Guard in Newton Center that was out there in the mornings because they used to go through Newton Center that had a big truck with fire in it, and they were scooping snow into it and burning it. I mean, it was ludicrous.
Well, the best was a couple of years ago when there were all the people who had dug out the spaces and they were putting, you know, things like, you know,
that
baby
chairgate. I remember that.
So yeah, everyone was putting the stuff in those spaces. And then finally, at one point, the city had to come out and say, listen, it's time to finally remove your things from the parking spaces. If they're not gone, we are going to come by and pick them up and throw them away. And so people to that said, well, I've been meaning to throw away this refrigerator that I've had for a while. And they just started putting their spare garbage in these spots for a massive pickup.
Good. I'm telling people not to reserve spots.
No. They weren't saying that. They were saying it's over with. The winter is done.
Oh, okay.
And people have left their stuff in the spot. The city's been very supportive of people saving spaces.
You got to save spaces. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, guys. I went out sanding all night from the snow and stuff, and I called Amy Lawrence around 3 in the morning. I set her up with a Bill Belichick opinion on the some new faces on the offense, and then drop the massage line on her. She dumped about 2 minutes of the phone call and then acted like nothing even happened. I listened to it afterwards. So I don't think she's too happy with the fans of the show right now, guys.
Hey,
you know.
Well, Sean, I just got a tweet that said, I've been plowing and there was 100% a Sarge call to Amy around 3 a.m. and halfway through the call, it cut out and went to a random promo. someone from Brockton talking about the Pats.
Yes. I am Sean from Brockton, and I'm still out here standing right now, and that was me, man. And it made no sense because it was a previous conversation she already had, so it was like deja vu all over again, you know? But she's not too happy either. But I don't know what makes you laugh more, her or Beetle getting mad about it. But either way, have a good day.
You too. You're doing God's work. Dang.
Hang in there.
Uh-huh. I mean, Amy Lawrence, I mean, can you imagine dumping that? I mean, just like going through the just dumping it, just instead of saying, okay, and then just moving on.
Is this the Beetle one?
617-779-0985. What do you think this name is calling from Vegas there? Zoe, you see that? How would you say that? N-O-J.
Nodge. Another Nodger.
Or No J.
RJ?
I don't know.
I think it's RJ.
I don't know. Who is this in Vegas?
It's Naj. Naj.
Naj, what's up?
Not much. Rough game yesterday. I just wanted to talk to you guys about how much Mike Sarge Riley sucks in the radio.
Oh, God.
It's one.
All right, go. We got it out of the
Doesn't take much to get by the intern. Just spell your name backwards. Get right by him.
Oh, it's John backwards. Yes. Good job, kid.
Scott is in Maine. What's up, Scott?
Brandon, go ahead.
So the only time I don't listen to the show is when you and Rich are both on vacation. So I've made it a point to listen to this week. But Sarge, you were just making it so hard to listen to this show. I just want to, I mean, why would you have to bring up that they're eating the buns, too? And then the comment of, oh, well, Andy Wong doesn't have a daughter. Like, get, like, you work in radio, man. Like, you suck at your job.
I'm just not going to retaliate. This kid's just angry with his life, and he just, he's angry at me. So,
dude, you know what? Why don't you shut up, okay? You're taking shots at me because I'm saying how I felt, okay? I was making a comment, all right? You're angry that you can't be in this position, okay? And you're jealous of that, and you're taking it out on me. So take a walk and hang up on him now, Fred, because I'm doing a mic drop. I'm out of here.
Hey, Fred, I know you're not going to hang
Boom.
Up
on me. Boom! Boom!
Hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to hang up on you.
I just had to get that out. But no, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Sarge. So that's what, Sarge's reactions were that fateful day that started everything. All right, Rich, we got what happened last night. What happened?
Oh, hey, the biggest surprise. Somebody from the Red Sox won the MVP, and we have a little bit of an update on Zdeno Chara and how he is faring with his injury.
We will have that for you in just a matter of moments.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
What happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day it is, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get two for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts. Go-tos! Participation may vary. To not many people surprised last night, this guy took home yet another award.
Just as in the National League, the batting champion was named most valuable player in the American League. The Red Sox, Mookie Betts, was an overwhelming choice with 28 first-place votes. He was second on the other two ballots. The other first-place votes went to runner-up Mike Trout of the Angels and Mookie's Boston teammate J.D. Martinez, who ranked fourth in the balloting.
And there was much rejoicing. Mookie Betts won the AL MVP award, and it wasn't even close. As he was mentioning, Betts got 28 first-place votes and 410 points from the BBWA after hitting a major league-leading 346 with 32 homers, 80 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases. He is the first American League player ever to win World Series, earn MVP, Gold Glove, and Silver Slugger awards all in the same season. The only other NL player ever to do that, John?
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, very good.
1980.
How about, did you know that or did you see that this morning?
I saw it last night.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, it's fairly impressive. Well, here is Mookie on how he believes J.D. Martinez helped him win the MVP this year.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything. He affected me in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously in the lineup, but just like you said, off the field. I mean, just talking about baseball, talking about approaches against pitchers, and talking about situations in the game where you try and do different things. Kind of just was able to soak it all up and kind of put it into action. And watching him do it every day made it a lot easier.
So in the top 18 players in the American League MVP voting, there were three Red Sox players. You had Mookie Betts at first, and of course J.D. Martinez is fourth, and you know who the third is, John?
Bogarts.
Xander Bogarts, who came in at number 13. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich won the NL MVP.
Just a quick word on the balloting here. J.D. Martinez got one first-place vote. He finished fourth in the balloting. There are 30 votes. Obviously, Betts had 28 of the 30. 10 writers or 9 writers had J.D. Martinez lower than fifth.
Oh, my God, it's a travesty.
It was a travesty. Don't you find that a little odd? I mean, it's not something to be outraged about, but it's just weird.
Every year you've got these writers who try to peacock and say why they left somebody off the ballot.
It's a DH.
I know, but lower than fifth? Just by the offense alone, he should be higher than
fifth. They would say that he's missing one half of the game. He's missing, you look at a Mookie Betts, who's a gold glover as well as a batting champion.
And you would say, what is J.D. Martinez?
This is why David Ortiz is, it's going to be a struggle for him to make the Hall of Fame.
He'll make the Hall of Fame.
I completely agree that it should be a slam dunk first ballot thing. But if this is the kind of voting you get, if for MVP this is the kind of voting you get, there's no way Ortiz makes it in on the first
in
try.
In fairness, the confusion over Florida Evans.
Right.
People are just going to write in right. Florida Evans.
Sure.
They'll think that they got the right guy.
And they're all going to drop a punch bowl.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, both batting champions won MVP awards for the first time since San Francisco's Buster Posey and Miguel Cabrera did it in 2012. Once again, there is no reason for Major League Baseball to announce these awards so far after the season is done.
That I agree with.
It's a regular season award. Why not do it during the playoffs like the NFL does? Cares.
This is how they extend things out. They look at football and go, okay, it's a year-long event for them. Let's extend this into November just in time for free agency.
Well, the MVP is for a Red Sox, and I guarantee you we spend 5 minutes on this topic the entire rest of the season.
Whereas, if you did it during the playoffs, everyone's talking baseball, and it's a hell of a lot more interesting, but at some point you just write off a sport when the season's done. Like, all right, until like free agency and moves like that, but why they have to wait this long is utterly ridiculous.
This bridges the gap until the winter meetings, or they try and do it that way. I mean, there's a reason why they try and draw this out. But
they quenched my thirst.
Now that we've said this, we're going to not talk about it until spring training.
Right. I mean,
there's MVP Mookie Betts. He just rolled up in his car in the parking lot.
I have no opinion on it. It seems like an obvious choice, and then you move on.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to bring up J.D. Martinez, A, I don't care. B, I can see why people would do that. And I again, more than anything, don't care.
Well, now that the Red Sox have your love, they're about to get your money. The team announced yesterday that they are raising ticket prices by an average of 2.5% for the 2019 season. They have also adjusted their variable pricing structure by adding a new tier for the 6 games in highest demand, which will now be referred to as Diamonds Games. Super cool new tier of games. They got a list of them here. The home opener on April 9th against the Blue Jays, when, of course, they're going to unveil their 2018 World Series banner.
Oh, hot dog.
Unless it falls off a truck and somebody takes it first.
Nobody made it.
Who is this?
Maybe, a couple tickets to October.
Tickets in October. Tickets in October. 3 days of traffic. Those guys are still one of my favorite things that happened this year in sports.
I wonder if you saw them right now, like
face down in a park, covered with snow.
Or they had some lottery ticket scam or something like.
Yeah, those guys are going to wind up somewhere in jail.
Reach your hand in the vending machine with the scratches. Like, one of their arms are definitely stuck in, like,
almost
a
got it, Joey.
Yeah.
Just reach more. You got skinnier arms.
So this is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about their sources.
We got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to fence this banner.
Louis, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is it?
That's how they look at most things.
Let's run across 3 lanes of traffic.
What is that? Right. That's like a bench?
It's an application. I don't know what that is. That's about got mixed in. Maybe is that rapper that he plugged? There was an unedited version where they sat down with the Boston Globe and one of the dudes recorded it with his like cell phone, and he tried to get in a plug for his like friend's rap band when they were doing it when the interview for the Boston Globe. He kept like saying, "Yeah, jamming out to my boy Shaky D. What's up? Yeah. Shaky D's got a new hot mixtape is dropping next week." You're like, all right, man. Well, that will be edited out. So that super cool new tier of games, the Diamond Games, are the banner release one, of course, on April 9th. On top of that, the World Series rematch with the Dodgers from July 12th through the 13th, and the 3 games against the New York Yankees on July 26th, 27th, and September 7th. No word yet on the actual prices of these Diamond Games yet, but expect it to rise, they are saying, by an average of approximately 10%. This is the fourth straight year the Red Sox have raised ticket prices and the seventh time in the last 11 years. And since 2009, the team has raised prices by an average of almost 2% a year.
Does that mean the price of beer goes up too, along with tickets?
You can't raise it any higher than it is.
Want to bet?
Is it still the highest in the league?
Sure it is.
Because I can't think of another. I know the Yankees screwed themselves with those VIP seats.
Dude, they're almost always empty. Right.
But I mean, I can't think of another place that I've watched baseball, and I've been to probably a third of the stadiums where there was any issue with price, like for baseball, that there was any kind of issue that you could make the decision day of game to go, and you know, say it's $40. I mean, in Atlanta it was $1, but in it was 40, and they were good teams, but it was like, I mean, in Milwaukee. It was easy. In Detroit, it's easy. The Dodgers wasn't bad.
Well, there's something that has to do with supply and demand. As far as the ticket prices, I kind of understand that. But the concessions, that's just a sin. I mean, to have it that expensive, like, wasn't it like a...
The most expensive beer in the majors. I remember there's some study we looked at.
Yeah,
somebody broke
it down, and per ounce, by far the most expensive.
I'll tell you this. Two playoffs ago, I bought tickets for face value, and everyone around me got them from a second seller for less. So there was no demand. So, I mean, enjoy it while you can. I mean, you're pricing everyone out. It's not worth it. The whole point of baseball is that you can just go to a game.
But didn't they sell out like most of the games last season?
Well, I'll check the attendance.
If it's most of the games, that's still a problem. I mean, it's the smallest stadium in the majors. And it's ludicrous how much it costs.
Yeah, I'll find that chart. But, I mean,
it's not worth it.
Yeah, I know. The concessions are just... It's horrendous how much you're paying when you go
and
there.
And it's a dump. I mean, it's an absolute dump. I want to go... And it's dump. It stinks. It's just gross and awful. it's the worst... I've never been to Tampa, but it's the worst park I've ever been in. It really is. I've never been to Toronto or Tampa, but it's by far the worst park I've ever been.
Right. Or Oakland. I mean, that's got to be
Oakland's the worst ballpark I've ever been.
I've never been to Oakland.
The Red Sox played to 95.3% capacity. That is second best in Major League Baseball. Two?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Correct. No. The St. Louis Cardinals are number one.
See, the ticket things, I can't knock them for raising the prices. It sucks that they're doing it, but I mean, that's supply and demand. I understand that. The concessions, there's no excuse. There's no excuse to do that. Yeah, oh, here we go. Okay, so which ballparks? The most expensive is still the Red Sox, where they didn't tell you how many ounces this is, but it is $7.75 for a beer. That's got to be the small one. And that definitely isn't an import. That's like, you know, that's a Budweiser. You're paying $7.75 for a Budweiser, probably 12 ounces.
Dude, by the way, attendance, you know who the worst team is? It's Miami, not surprisingly. But what is surprising is the percentage of capacity for the Miami Marlins this last year.
Oh, it's got to be
35%
lower.
I bet it's 20%.
It's 26% capacity.
Well, there were those games.
Out of every four seats were empty in Miami this year.
Well, that's a huge stadium too.
It's warm. I mean, it's 80 degrees. Let's go to the ballpark.
No, put it in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
it's impossible. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, is it really? I thought it was downtown.
No.
Yeah, no.
I thought the new one was downtown.
The new one is downtown?
Yeah, the new one's downtown. But the Dolphins play north of the city. That's in the middle of nowhere. That's where they used to play. Now they got the new ballpark downtown.
You just get a public sub and you head in there.
Right?
All right, Rich, what else are we going to talk about?
All right, we'll get to that Chara news. On top of that, Aaron Rodgers, not very happy. He's starting to face the reality of it. Maybe his team might not make the playoffs.
All right, we'll have the headlines right now.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Real quick, I found the breakdown of the beer prices for the different stadiums. And the most expensive, it's a three-way tie. It's for $7.75. However, you look at the size of the amount of beer that you're going to get. $7.75 at a Phillies game will get you 21 ounces of beer. $7.75 at a Cubs game will get you 16 ounces of beer. And $7.75 at a Red Sox game is getting you 12. Jeez. So not only is it tied for the most expensive, you're getting way less than these other ballparks. That is inexcusable. I don't know why they continue to do that.
How many ounces of water per beer?
Yeah, right. How much are they diluting that?
Of the 12 ounces, how many of that is water?
One keg and then a water keg next to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an excellent question. Well, it's the play that could possibly send the Bruins into a tailspin.
Bounces it ahead. Soderberg got spun around by Chara. And the Bruins bang it off the headboard to the far side.
That looked like it shook Chara up.
A little slow coming up the ice.
Very. I think something to keep an eye on is Zdeno Chara. He's heading down to the locker room right now. But he was shaken up on that hit out by the blue line. Stayed on the ice for the shift, but really was not moving well at all. And he's already down in the Bruins locker room.
Yep, with the defensive depth already depleted, Zdeno Chara smashed into Carl Soderberg Wednesday night and left the game not much long after. It was deemed a lower body injury, but the news can't be that good when the team announced yesterday that they were sending Chara back to Boston to be examined by team doctors. Now, an update will be coming presumably after an MRI is done. And his knee seemed to buckle the wrong way. He left the Pepsi Center on Wednesday limping and appearing to be wearing a brace on his left knee. Now, in the meantime, the team called up 23-year-old Connor Clifton, who is a right-shot defenseman from Providence. John, what do we know about this guy?
Fifth-round draft pick 5 years ago.
Okay, all I've heard is the word gritty.
I'm thinking he wasn't on the fast track to okay. get here. I think this is like, oh, my God, our entire decor in Providence is up in Boston, and we still need another guy. Yeah, Who is it that we bring?
This was not by design. No. I don't think they ever figured this fellow was going to play for the big
So club. Here are your six defensemen tonight. Krug, Kampfer, Grizzlick, Moore, Lozon, Zboril.
Yeah, not good.
And by the way, that's not going away. That's what it is for a while until some of these guys come back from concussions and all the other mysterious ailments they have.
Who's skating right now?
McAvoy and Miller.
That's what I thought. Okay, so you got
Carlo.
Two guys.
Carlo's out. I mean, this is not fun for anybody. They are woefully undermanned back there.
Well, tonight the Bruins will return to the ice in Dallas, and this time Tuukka will be back with his teammates. No word yet whether he's going to be. We'll find out, I guess, at the practice today whether or not he is the last one off the ice.
Yeah.
Tip-off is at 8 p.m. right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Well, things are getting dire for the Green Bay Packers.
Blitz coming off the edge. Pass caught. Touchdown, Dixon.
Russell Wilson leads his team to a come-from-behind winning drive in the fourth. They win 27-24, and all of a sudden, the future of Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs seems uncertain. Now, yesterday's loss, if you watched any of it, it's not all his fault. As a matter of fact, it was classic Rodgers at times with some of his patented, like, 50-yard rainbow throws, Devontae Adams, Robert Tonyan. I mean, there were times where he looked phenomenal. However, his play on third down was infuriating as he consistently held onto the ball way too long until he was either sacked or he did that thing where he always does where he throws it away. Best in the league in throwing away the ball. So when Aaron was asked whether or not there was any hope left for the Packers' season after the game, the man was not pleased.
Is there any hope left for the season?
Come on, Ross. What kind of question is that? Come on, man.
Can't win on the road. What are you going to be able to do?
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to say? Of course there's hope. Of course we believe in each other. You know, it's just going to take one galvanizing moment. So whether that's a speech or a practice or something happens in a game, something's...
Trust circle.
Got to get this thing going. Offensively, we lost Jimmy, but guys battled. So, I mean, nobody gave up.
I love that question. If you can't win on the road, what can you do?
Yeah, the guy's pissed off.
No, the reporter has
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's the guy, the reporter's pissed off.
So there's...
Same way, you can't win on the road, stupid.
Yeah, Packers are undefeated at home and winless on the road.
Yeah, it's a good time for the Lions to hire Patricia.
with
a division that's easily, that has no real stud team.
Yeah, Packers only a game and a half out of a playoff spot.
Yeah, because it's a horrible division.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears right now are in first at 6-3. And don't tell me you think the Bears are going to be world beaters. I mean, that's a team that could easily be overtaken.
The Vikings are the sixth seed. They're 5-3-1. The Packers are 4-5-1. It's not as though it's hopeless.
All right,
how about the Vikings with that Kirk Cousins deal?
Hasn't he been okay?
Nope.
I thought Kirk Cousins has been okay.
He might have been okay
Oh, no, I mean, he doesn't justify his contract in any way, shape, or form.
Well, no, all that most of these guys money, don't. Man. I know. Most of these guys don't when you think about it, these starting quarterbacks. But that team does surprise me. But they're 5-3-1.
He got $60 million guaranteed or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
They made a horrible error in judgment.
If you are a starting quarterback who has had a tiny amount of success and you hit free agency, it's absurd the amount of cash you're going to be getting.
Kirk Cousins.
Hey, listen, he's got a cool conversion van he likes to drive around in. He works out to Creed.
Instead of the conversion van, instead of having it like, you know, old school smoking rat weed and getting laid, he just like prayer circles.
You know what I sat around watching yesterday? It was the dumbest thing ever. It's like 5 minutes long, but they mic'd up Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, like, 1 second I'll like, I really like this guy. Wow, okay, this guy's energetic. And then 1 second, I'll just hate him with the heat of 1,000 suns. I will just, like, totally loathe him. But I'm undecided. I go back and forth
literally
to the second.
He's going to be good. Well, I think he's going to be really
good. He's exciting as hell to play.
You say that every time.
I do. I think he's going to be really good. I think Cleveland made the right choice. Out of all those quarterbacks they could have taken, I think they made the right choice.
All right, you'll see.
His teammates love him right now. They're all like,
quite an operation over there in Cleveland.
that might take him down like every other Cleveland quarterback in the last 30 years.
He's got people to throw to. He's got a good back. I mean, he's in a situation where he should excel.
9 touchdowns and 2 picks the last 4 weeks. He's playing really well.
He should. He's got talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty.
Oh, come on. We got to fix this.
Dangerous.
This good clip thing. Dangerous.
He's feeling pretty dangerous.
He's feeling pretty dangerous, as he said. Yeah.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
I was just going to hit up some ramps on the old dirt bike.
Hey, speaking of ramps, you get your bike?
Apparently, I got it yesterday. I was unaware. You know how much I trust Nicholas? Young Nicholas? I gave him the code to my garage.
Nice. So you haven't looked. It might be there.
It is there.
It is there.
Yeah, Nicholas told me today that it was there.
Okay.
Just in time for the snow. Thanks a lot, jackass. Read a weather report, stupid. Giving me my bike, but I can't even ride the damn thing. You know what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to get really good at it. I'm going to come back in here, and you're all going to have to eat ass.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know that
all right.
Tom Brady would approve.
I'm gonna come in here
according to his
Instagram
comments.
Yeah. I'm gonna come in here 15 pounds lighter.
Yep.
And like a gazelle on that thing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm bringing it back.
You still have the wall ramp over here behind me.
I ain't doing it in here.
Oh.
Nope. I'm gonna sit out a course in the dang
parking lot. Yeah. We'll clear out a space. We'll put the cones up.
I'm going to jump your stupid blue minivan.
Okay.
Because in 2 years, I'll still be driving it.
Sure. I got $160,000 on that car. I'm going for $200,000.
You have 160,000 miles on that car?
I do. 9 years. 160,000 miles.
My Lord.
Yep.
I think my old car had 200,000 on. I put 200 on it.
Is that the Lexus with the busted axle? That one?
The one that it fell out. I bought like that, like it was 7-year-old like Lexus. Because I heard the resale value was great, and then as soon as I bought it, the axle fell out of the bottom.
I remember passing you on the way into work the day that happened. I was like, what happened to you? My axle fell off.
Yeah, just fell out of it. I bought it because this guy convinced me that the resale was great.
Yeah,
it was 7 years old, but I'm like, hey, why not?
Yep.
No. That was a different one. I drove it so far. That it wouldn't go in reverse anymore.
Oh, man.
So I had to kind of think ahead when I went to a parking space.
Yeah, right, you did.
Like, I would have to just pull across to the one and have to...
That seems rather dangerous.
Oh, it's wildly dangerous.
Pat, go ahead.
Pat. Well, we're getting to...
You said I needed to watch sports.
Oh.
Watch those sports. Sports.
Yeah. You got to get your eyeballs glued to that stuff.
The old ball game. I wonder what made him say that. Like, what did you throw out
maybe
there?
Maybe the Cousins wasn't any good. Or maybe, I don't know. That could probably be it.
Sports.
Keep your eyes on it, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, with Christmas coming up, somehow this seems right, you know?
Sure. I'm really with the sports music?
Yeah.
Oh, give me a little drum solo. Come on. Let me hear it.
Sports.
kid. You got to talk more sports. Watch a little more.
Well, listen. We all can't live the lifestyle. All right, Rich, what else is coming up?
We're getting some more details about that Rockets-Warriors flight. It just gets funnier, to be quite honest.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't shut up about it. I know they're obviously being asked about it. And then we're going to check in on how sports radio is doing in Nigeria.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. All right, if there's a phone call that says Fred's the real MVP, I'm taking it. Because it could go any matter of ways. It could go Sarge. It could be I'm the MVP of, like, being a jerk.
Right, it could be right. Someone with an insult ready to go.
So, Luke, what's going on, buddy?
No, I just want to say, first off, I think it's hilarious that they have to ask me if it's a Sarge call. But you are the MVP because about 3 weeks ago on the show, you had mentioned ASMR videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And from that day on, I've been listening to them, and you literally have changed my life.
Oh, yeah. ASMR videos are the greatest.
See, I need that kind of stuff, too, to fall asleep in the afternoon, but I've kind of stayed away from that. So you're telling me...
These are people whispering, right?
You're telling me, what do you watch, Luke, specifically?
So there's I forget the girl's name. I think it's like GB or something, but she does a bunch of tapping and like whispering, whispering and stuff, and it does it for me. It relaxes me. It puts me under.
Yeah, there's gentle whispers. There's a relaxing ASMR that's a guy. I think there's some redheaded woman that does it, but I like John in that, like, you need something like that. Wait, what do you think's going to happen?
No, it's not. I'm not scared of it. I just didn't see. Seems weird, and I just.
Okay, did you ever get, like, captivated by Bob Ross?
Yes.
Okay, did it give you, like, a tingly feeling in your head?
Yes.
Okay, that's ASMR.
Well, my wife was grading a paper. It's where I first heard about it, and that's where we brought it up on the air about someone who wrote some of the weirder ones. And there's, like, different branches. The ones you're talking about are the most popular, the talking and the whispering and the voices.
Yeah.
But she wrote about people slurping noodles. Like, there's, like, a whole faction of stuff on there where people love that sound. I'm like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's gross.
Yeah, that is gross. Yeah. And there's stuff like with people crinkling paper, which I don't like.
I like
when they chew gum, because then when they chew gum, because there's this like light, like a light smack that I find pleasing.
Ooh. For me, I guess if I like Bob Ross, it would be like a soothing vocal cue.
That's 99% of it.
Okay.
It's... If you like Bob Ross, go over to relaxing ASMR. But he'll because I find the men to be more triggers than the women.
We have Mike? Can you see if we can later on? Did we have that clip of somebody tried to get Gary Busey to record an ASMR video and he was having none of it?
Oh,
well, they're right. Doing that. Like, I think it's Variety magazine has got people doing it, and they had the girl from South Park. Do one, the one that married the guy on the show that was
Pam, one of the writers.
No, the girl on Parks and Rec.
Oh,
I'm sorry, did I say South Park?
Yeah,
the woman
yeah.
on Parks and Rec that married Andy, who turned into be that big movie star. You know, he's like Captain, like you know, he's in some superhero.
Chris
stuff.
Evans?
Nah. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So she did one where she's calling a guy from the show.
Jenny Slate?
No, she wasn't on Parks and Recreation. But anyway, she does it fairly well.
Okay.
Aubrey Plaza. She does it fairly well.
Okay.
So, yes, ASMR, Johnny.
Okay.
You got an iPad?
Yes.
Take that iPad in?
Yep.
I'll tell you this, is I watch ASMR... 6 times as much as I look at pornography. I told you I don't like pornography anymore. I've hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I've hit a wall with pornography. I've seen it. I've seen all I want to see. There's no scenarios left.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Well, I guess if you live long enough and search diligently the way you have, I'm not surprised.
But I don't like anything like particularly like kinky or fetishy.
Well, that kind of limits you, doesn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. It used to be, two girls, one guy, and then it's three girls, one guy, and then that seems like a pain in the ass. Yeah. And then, like, a lot of the time, I'm thinking, like, this woman's not into this at all.
Once you start, putting yourself humanizing. In the women's shoes, that might be a problem, yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like they enjoy it, right? But if it's like some girl that's like not into
when
it.
When you're looking at facial expressions, you're like, but she doesn't look like she wants any of this. No. And you're kind of like, yeah.
This ASMR stuff, I have a feeling that, if you found the right video, it'd be fine. But then you'd like go down this rabbit hole. Like, I'm looking at one that's like a woman wearing a mask, and she has what looks like duct tape around her hands.
Okay.
And it's called What's in My Purse?
Oh, no.
And she shakes her purse.
Right, what's in Fringe my... ASMR.
What's in My Purse could be a good ASMR video. I don't know about the duct tape, because they take out the various items and softly explain what they are. In the monotonous way they take out the...
Oh, I see.
Do you ever at work... And, like, someone's doing something, like, typing or something, and they're talking to you, and the combination of the typing and their voice, and you get that feeling in your head?
Mm-hmm.
You ever get that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I do. Some people, Rich, this has no effect on. But it's, like, kind of like that. Like, they're doing minutia.
Okay.
But the kind of the pace of it is almost hypnotic.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's not for everyone. But it's if it works, it's very nice. Some days it works for me, some days it doesn't. But that's the game we play. That's the way... And don't look at one where the girl's too good-looking.
It's distracting?
You'll just start getting aroused.
Mm.
And then because they know they're good-looking, and then they start saying stuff, like acting like they're your boyfriend.
We need to get somebody to record an ASMR video.
Watch your belly!
Hey, Mark Jamelli.
Just have him read menus.
Everyone sit back. Now, enjoy the meatballs.
And I'll make meatballs.
Here, get in your lazy boy.
I sleep on a recliner.
Get in your recliner. Shut your eyes. Think about meatballs.
All the meatballs were gone.
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. And then we do a sort of review of Scott Zolak's new book.